Wonder if there's anything I can smoke down. Hi, James from Ingvid. Welcome to Canada's flora. Flora is a fancy word for flower. Fauna being animals, fauna being flower. So some vocabulary to start the lesson. But what lesson am I going to teach you today? I want to do a learning process video, which means I'm going to give you some hints on how to learn better, more effectively and efficiently, and also hopefully make it more fun for you. One of the key things students have that they have a difficulty with is that they say, doing English is hard, I have to think about doing it. So I had the idea, why don't we think about how to form habits and English work? That way, well, a habit like brushing your teeth. You wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you don't think about it. You get up, go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, eat your breakfast. It's done before you think about it. If we can make learning English like that, you're going to soon find that English becomes fun because it's going to be automatic, something that's not work, it's just a habit. Cool? Now, in order to do this lesson, I read up on BJ Fogg, who's a professor at Stanford, and James Clear. James Clear has a book called Atomic Habits, and BJ Fogg's is, I think, Tiny Habits, can't recall exactly. But these two guys are like the gods of habits, so let's delve into it. And that means let's go into it. Okay? So I'm going to give you three parts, and when we do these three things together, we should be able to form habits that will make English learning fun, effective, and efficient. Number one, stacking. In North America, especially in the winter, we like to have pancakes. Pancakes, Homer style, you know. We put pancakes on top of each other. This is called stacking. And you're going right now, habits, pancakes. I think that guy gone crazy. Out in too much oxygen going through his head. Bear with me. Just stay with me for a second or two. When we stack our pancakes and we put beautiful maple syrup, it's delicious. But the key is we put one on top of the other, and sometimes we put butter and it sticks together. The butter and the maple syrup get sticky and they stick the pancakes together. Okay, I'll explain. What I want to do is I want to take one habit you already do. Do you remember I talked about brushing your teeth? Okay, you do that automatically or going to the washroom, and I want to stack it with another habit that you want to learn. So in turn, what happens is it becomes something you just do. Okay? So one habit could be we go to bed at night, right? Well, if you want to do more reading, why don't you put a book on your pillow? Stack the habit of going to sleep with the habit of reading. You go and you see the book, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to sleep. I'll read a page before I go to bed. Okay? It can stack habits in other ways. When you have the television, instead of having the television turned on, you could have it turned on to an English channel. So the habit of watching TV at night to relax, boom, you are studying. So stacking is taking one habit that you do already and getting the new habit, which is going to be our English study, and putting them close together. So one leads right to the other. You can stack before, you can stack after, your choice. Okay, so that's stacking. That's the first part of our habit form. Okay, so try and stack your habits. Find habits that go together somewhat. So you don't want to do reading and running, okay? but you could do audiobooks and running. You like to jog? Good. Stack it with the habit of listening to English audiobooks. Okay, that's number one. What's the second part of our habit forming principle? Well, it's easy peasy. A lot of you know I was born in England. Funny thing, fun fact, there's a website out there that seems to be tracking me and says I was born in England, but I live in Canada. I'm getting scared, really scared. Stay away from me. Anyway, what we want to do is make it easy peasy. That's an English saying for make it very easy. How do we make it easy? Well, one of the ways to make something easy is to make it very small. A lot of students have really big goals, and I think that's amazing. That's great. But the problem with big goals, it's like trying to reach for the moon. Difficult to do. But a smaller goal, we can do. So parts we're going to do to make things easy is, number one, make your goal small. Instead of saying, I'm going to study for an hour English tonight, tell yourself you're going to study for 1 minute. Chill. All you guys are like, he's crazy, he's lost it. No, 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 just wait. If you tell yourself you're going to study for 1 minute every day, you're probably going to do it. If you tell yourself you're going to study for an hour every day, you probably aren't going to do it. And maybe you'll do 1 hour or 5 hours, which is really good on a Sunday, and nothing all week. When we know, and the science says, it's the consistency that gets you better. Consistent means you can keep doing it. And that's the second part of easy peasy. Make the goal so small, but do it daily. Every single day, do this thing. Make it so small. Maybe not even you read for 20 seconds. Maybe you're going to read 5 words of a book. We both know you're not going to read only 5 words, right? And that's the whole point. You make it so easy that you go, even a baby could do it. You're not a baby, so do it. And then you do it every day, right? Okay. Other thing, here's what we do. We want to pick a time and a place. Why? Have you ever noticed when you walk in your house where the television is sitting or where your couch is? Most houses in North America, if you see a couch, you see a TV. Hockey night in Canada is right in front of them all the time, right? So we know couch means TV. Oven and fridge, where are they? In the kitchen. And what do you do in there? No, you don't have a shower. You go and cook. Time and place are important. If you pick a particular time of the day, sometimes I think the best time to do something like English studying, and it depends on the person, is either in the day, at the beginning of the day, or in the evening, because you have less things on your mind, especially in the beginning of the morning. You've just woken up, so there's not a lot of concerns in your head. So that's a great time because you can absorb more information. Or in the evening when you've chilled from work and you've relaxed a bit, a good thing to do then is to study at that time. But pick a time and a place, and what you want to do is keep it consistent. Remember we talked about daily? So find a time and a place that you won't be disturbed, like someone's disturbing me. Yeah, tourists. What can I say? But they're so cute. Gotta love them. Anyway, so you want to find a time and a place that you're going to be consistent. Do you remember we talked about daily? So we're going to be doing it in the same place daily. That way, don't pick a place where you have to change every 4 or 5 days. That will start breaking your habit. But you'll start finding after a while when you enter at the same time and place, you're going to be drawn or you're going to want to start to study because that's your habit. You make it small. Remember we talked about making the habit small enough, right? Consistency, daily, and now time and place we've got down. That's the second part of our triad. Triad means three, okay? Just throwing some vocabulary, because I know it's the learning process, but it doesn't mean you can't pick up some other things, right? So what's the third part? Celebrate good times, come on! Yeah, go on YouTube. You're on YouTube. Check that song out after. I think it's, there's a party going on right here. Yeah, celebrate. Okay, I'm done. That's it. No Elvis here. So, celebrate. What do we mean by celebrate? We got two ways that we want to celebrate. Okay, stay with me. We're going to start talking about dopamine. Dopamine is a drug that your body naturally produces that you're given when you do something really well. Your body goes, that's just like me. I like that. That's good. It makes you feel good, and it makes you want to do it again. So, for a habit to be successful, if you think about when you used to play football for you Europeans, soccer for you Americans, okay? When you first got that kick and it went in, the goal went in, what did you do? Boom, you got it in there. You're like, yeah, that's like me. That's good. And you felt really good. And you wanted to do that again. We always do that. When we do something, we score. If you're playing basketball, boom, you sink it. Yeah. Golf, it's not a sport. Sorry, it's not a sport. But golf, whenever we do something like that, we get that touch of success. We will, yeah. You want to do that. I know it sounds silly, but how stupid did you look going, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You didn't care. You felt good. You wanted to do that again. So we want to celebrate when we're doing these things. So what do I mean? Once you find that place, remember the easy peasy, you've got a simple goal, you're doing it consistently in a place, every time you go to that place and sit down, go, yeah, I'm doing it. You can say that just before you start, you can be in the middle of it and go, yeah, I'm in the middle of doing it. Or at the end, like, yeah, I kicked its butt, I did it. Celebrate, tell yourself you're doing a good job, feel good about it. That dopamine we talked about that's given to you will be given to you and you'll feel good. And the next time you walk by that place, some magic will happen. You'll start feeling good just walking by. And you'll even feel better because dopamine is released in anticipation of doing something, not the actual doing. So it's going to get you sort of kind of motivated to studying. I know, complicated stuff. Don't worry, you got it. Just watch the video again. You'll get what I'm saying. So dopamine is a feel-good drug your body gives you when you've done something good that it thinks is helping you. So now that you've got that, I said there were two ways to celebrate, right? Celebrate while you're doing the activity. Tell yourself, I did a good job. Yeah, that's it. Great. Studied. I did my 20 minutes. Yeah. Then give yourself a longer-term reward. You finish a book. You wanted to read an English book. You said you want to read it a month. You did. Buy yourself a chocolate bar. Okay, that's not quite a reward, but you catch what I'm saying. Give yourself something good. So you've done all this work, you keep celebrating that you've done it, and then you finished a goal you wanted to do. Maybe you wanted to learn 100 words in 100 days. Maybe you want to be able to read a page of English in under 2 minutes. I don't know what your goal is, but give yourself your reward when you've done that, because your brain is always keeping tabs. It means it's always aware of what you're doing. And if you're moving towards your goals, it's actually motivating you to keep moving towards your goals. And your goal in this case is to learn English, right? If you put the three things I've given you before, what's the first thing? Stacking. Try and find habits that can be put close together. Going to bed, put a book on the bed at night. You get up, put the book down to help remind you. Okay? Stacking those habits together. You're brushing your teeth. Think of, when you're thinking it, 10 English words when you're standing on one leg. Leg, hand, cheese, bread. Just force yourself to do something weird so you're stacking. You have to do this one, put them together. When you're stacking, if you can do it, make that stack it, but make it easy peasy. Pick a small goal. Take a goal and break it down, right? When you've done that, make it daily. Do it every single day. You brush your teeth every day, right? Do it every single day. And then what we talk about, celebrate. When you've done that, you've done this silly thing and people are going, what? I do it in there. You go, yeah, I did it. I did it. I brushed my teeth, standing on one leg, saying English. Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. But you understand. That's the idea. That's what I want you to do. And then give yourself a reward. You're working hard. Life is a journey, my friend. I know it's going to sound really, really bad. But life is a journey. And we want to remember, you got to live it now. And that's part of the celebration part. If you're not actually happy with what you're doing, you're not going to keep doing it for long. I do have a couple of things I wanted to say to you right now, because those are the three things I wanted to give you to put together. But I want to go back to that test retest. Do you remember what we started at the beginning? I said, what are 5 things you do every day? Now your eyes are going, that's why you said this stuff? I'm like, that's why I said it. What are 5 things you love to do? What are 5 English goals that you have? Remember I said all of that? I said how it goes together. I'm going to give you that 10 seconds again, okay? Take a look at the scenery around me. I'll be back, and you try and put together all the information I've given you and how that would work. You got it yet? Okay, before I go and give you your homework, I want to give you a quote by Aristotle. He said, quality is not an act, it's a habit. So if you want to get good at English and you want to be efficient and effective at it, think like Aristotle. Quality is not an act, not a one-time thing, it's a habit, something you have to continually do. Cool? And as you know, you're going to get homework, because it wouldn't be Ingvid if I didn't do that to you. So here's what I want you to do. Take 3 goals that you have in mind that you want to do in English, or even one. Here's the hard part. Break it into 100 steps. Remember the easy peasy thing we're talking about? Break it into 100 steps. Find how you can stack each step along the way. And then remember the reward. Once you've hit that 100th step, what's the reward you're going to give yourself? If you do this particular homework I give you, you will find that you are 80% done learning English. You know, what? Like, you've already done the hardest part, thinking. That's one of the hardest things a human can do, and you've just done it. You do that, you're going to find that you're already motivated to do all the other things we talked about when you put those other habit steps in, and you're going to master the habit of learning and learning English. Anyway, hope you had a great time. Before I go, don't forget to go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com. No quiz, but go check out the other lessons we have there. There'll be other learning process videos. There will be other language applications you can do where we do grammar, conversation, listening. Looking forward to seeing you. Have a good one. Nice day out.